I'm never really sure what's going on, what to make of it. So, you've heard by now about Scott Adams and his racist rant, which is not really much of a rant. People calling it a rant, I don't think they know what a rant is. What is a rant? So apparently Dick Masterson got back on Twitter. So it was just, let me tell the story. With his Dick Masterson accounts. Anyhow, I follow him. And that's how I heard about this. Because Dick retweeted this 2-minute, 51-second clip that I'm going to play of Scott Adams. And this is what Dick said. This is on February the 24th. Dick said, every time I think Scott Adams can't say anything dumber, he says something like this and totally redeems himself. And as I've said over the years, I read all of Scott Adams' books and I've talked about them. And the man goes back and forth between brilliance and stupidity. So I read this sentence that Dick Masterson writes, and I interpret this, and it's okay, so Dick says that Scott Adams says stupid things, but then he says something like this and redeems himself. So if you redeem yourself from saying dumb things, doesn't that mean you said something smart? Isn't that how you redeem yourself from being dumb, is by doing something smart? I mean, I don't know because I'm confused. I'm asking this question. That's how I interpret it. Am I wrong? Do I not understand what redeem means? Do I need to look up the word redeem in a dictionary? Dick Masterson then also on February the 24th, the same day, retweeted his own tweet that I just read to you, and this is what Dick says. I do think this take is dumb. It's okay to be white is a political slogan more than it is a comment about race. I do think this take is dumb. So Dick is saying that what Scott said about black people is dumb. But he also said that in saying that, Scott redeemed himself. So do I not understand what it means to redeem yourself, or is Dick, in less than 24 hours, backtracking and trying to cover his ass from getting canceled for racism because he's a pussy? Or is there a third option that I'm just not thinking about? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play this clip, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to see just how long I feel like talking about this, because quite honestly, I'd rather be playing Star Wars. I worked yesterday, and then I came home, and I played Star Wars for somewhere between 3 and 4 hours, and it was really good. It was one of those days where I'm playing the game, and I'm like really having fun. It was just a goddamn good time, and it's relaxed. And then today, I started my new diet system, which I'll talk about in the future. But I'm doing 3 days of carnivore right now. So I had bacon and eggs for breakfast, which that little fairy that wrote that book about fasting will tell you is bad for. Anyway, I don't want a tangent. I don't want a tangent because I want to talk about all that stuff. I have so much stuff to talk about as far as books, movies, TV series, comic books, maybe some music too. Anyhow, let's just talk about racism. Or not right, or whatever the fuck, whatever all of this even is. Whatever even is all of this, I don't know. We'll figure it out, maybe. Actually, we won't. We don't have a chance in hell of figuring any of this shit out.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll,
Right. Okay, so according to the poll, yeah. Well, should I even get ahead of myself? All right, so let's go find the poll data. So I attempted to find the poll data. I think it's behind a thing that you have to subscribe to get to it, of course, because we wouldn't, you know, we want to take these polls. But what we really want, whenever someone is doing a poll, they don't really want to figure out, you know, what people's opinions are. The point of this is to get your email address so that you can be marketed to. So I went chasing links trying to find the source of the poll, and I found what I think was the website of the people who did the poll. But to see, get more information, you know, to read more, you have to sign up for an account or something. I didn't spend long trying to figure out how to get around this because I don't have the patience. I don't care. I don't care. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Finding the exact information about the poll, how is the poll conducted? Was it in person? You know, all these questions, all these, finding out this information, there's nothing I'm going to find out about how the poll was conducted that is going to make me say that the poll is valid. The poll, like every other opinion poll that's ever been conducted in the history of the human species, is filled with limitations. They are all equally invalid. Here's what I did find. I found somebody, it might have even been Dick or someone else. I got this off Twitter, so it must be true. About this poll, and it purportedly shows the breakdown and everything. So it's a national survey of 1,000 American adults. Okay, well, first of all, adult is a state of mind. Unless you evaluated everybody's emotional development and intellectual capabilities before asking them the questions, you can't really make the assertion that they're adults. But I mean, fine, I get what you're saying. You're claiming that you talked to 1,000 people out of the population of the United States who are over the age of 18. And over here, we see that black people. So the question is, do you agree or disagree with this statement? It's okay to be white. And the disagree, the strongly disagree for black people is, hang on, I got to lean into it like a woman. I got to do like Sheryl Sandberg. I'm going to lean into it. I'm going to fuck a lot of bad boys. Somewhat disagree, 8%. Strongly disagree, 18%. Not sure, 21%. So that gives us, what, right, like 49%. Because over here we got strongly agree, 42% of black people, somewhat agree, 11%. So we got 53% of black people say that it's okay to be white. So that means we got 47% of black people saying that it's not okay to be white, or they're not sure if it's okay to be white, which is kind of the same thing. And just like jumping the gun here, what does this mean? Is it okay to be white? We mean, is it okay? This is feelings. Okay, white people are white. Tall people are tall. Short people are short. Brown people are brown. Ugly people are ugly. Right? Fat people are fat, but see, they can change that. You can stop eating. Is it okay to be white? Like, what does this actually mean? And what it ultimately means is that we live in a society where white people have some kind of existentialist crisis going on in their brains and their emotions about their own existence. For whatever reason, there are a large number of white people who think white people should not exist. And they're desperately seeking a way to justify their obsession with not existing. It's just so bizarre. I can't even think of words. I can barely even make fun of this. Like, I don't know that I have any good jokes for today because this is so pathetic. How do you even make fun of this? Like, what the fuck kind of question is this? Do you go around and say, is it okay to be black? Is it okay to be brown? Is it okay to be an American Indian? Is it okay to be an Eskimo? No, American Indians and Eskimos and black, the brown people, they just exist. There is no okay about it. You could say, is it okay to be fat? No, it's not. And the reason you can ask that question is because you can do something about being fat. Is it okay to be fat? No, it's not okay to be fat. It makes you fucking... Even this idiot who wrote this book about fasting acknowledges that being fat is the number one health problem, right? Everybody with more than three brain cells to rub together knows that being fat is not... You can't be healthy, okay? So it's not okay to be fat. You can ask the question, is it okay to be fat? Because you can do something about being fat, okay? You can ask the question, is it okay... And I'm not even really sure, what does okay mean, right? Is it okay? Does that mean, is it socially acceptable? Does that mean, is it morally right? Does that mean, is it legal? Does that, you know, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. We all know what it means. That's why I said this is emotions. Is it practical? You know, does it work? Yada, 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 so forth and so on. I don't know what this even means. Is it okay? No, it's not okay because I don't know what the fuck okay means. It's not okay to ask stupid fucking questions. Like, is it okay to be fat? Well, okay with what? Okay in what context? You can say, is it healthy to be fat? No. Is it publicly acceptable to be fat? Well, yes, right now it is, absolutely. Is it beneficial to the agricultural corporations to be fat? Yes. Is it beneficial to the medical industrial complex to be fat? Yes. Is it beneficial to your sexual partner for you to be fat? Only if your sexual partner has a fat fetish, then yes, otherwise no. Okay, context. Is it okay to be white? There's no, what's this, what does this mean? So is it okay to be fat? What does this mean? But let's just stick with, is it okay for a minute? Okay, is it okay to get really drunk and then drive your car down the interstate? We can answer that question. We could say no, because you can not get drunk, or you can get drunk and then not drive your car, or you can get drunk and you can drive your car in an empty cow pasture. Not that I've ever done that, of course, being from the country and everything. But yeah, so you have a choice in these matters. Is it okay for me to record a podcast right now? Well, it is, because I have a choice. I can record the podcast or I cannot record the podcast. Is it when white people, it's white people asking this, right? Once again, as much as I dislike black people and want to not be around them, you know, they're stupid, they're stupid in different ways from white people. Black people don't do shit like this. Black people don't walk around asking other people, is it okay to be black? So there's a bunch of white people running around asking other people, is it okay to be white? And the reason they're doing this is they want other people to say, no, it's not okay to be white. Because they're so weak, they can't even just decide white people are evil and kill themselves to atone for their evilness. They need other people to tell them that there's something wrong with them existing. Because they're completely dependent on other people's attention. Like Instagram whores. Can't talk. So the question doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But so out of this 1,000 people, it says here that 13% of them were black. So that means in this poll, you have 130 black people. who answered this question. Of the 130, that means what, 60-something of them disagree or are not sure that it's okay for white people to exist. While, of course, making no attempt to distance themselves from white people. So anyway, that's the poll. I'll put this image in the show notes so you can look at this and do whatever you want with it. Let's get back to listening to Scott Adams. I'll probably just start it over because we're only a few seconds into it before I start opining, which is what you all came here for, is to listen to me opine. Here we go. Maybe.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll.
Right.
That's a hate group. That's a hate group.
That's a hate group. You know, so after this came out, I tried listening to Scott Adams' podcast the next day, and I just can't do it. The sound of his voice grates on me, and his little nervous laughter thing he does when he's feeling insecure. It's amazing that I remember looking at his little video cast when he first started. And most people, if they do a podcast or a video cast or whatever, as time goes by, they get better at it. Scott Adams is the exception to that. He's still just as completely lacking in charisma and speaking skills as he was on the very first day. Anyhow, it's a hate group. It's a hate group. Oh, God. I mean, maybe it is. But it's a hate group. There's just something so effeminate about hiding behind hate. Oh, it's a hate group. These people, well, maybe they are, but again, who cares? Like, it's just, I feel like my feels. You know, it's saying this is a hate group is just like calling somebody a racist. It means nothing anymore. And just using it makes me feel icky.
And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people.
Right.
Just get the fuck away.
Absolutely. And this is what, now you're hearing this in the middle of a four-part trilogy where I listen to and respond to the podcast between Owen Benjamin and Pete Quinellas, or however his name is pronounced. I don't know precisely how to do it. And you're going to hear Owen saying the same thing. Like, you can get away from black people. You can go skiing and there's no black people skiing. Okay, now here we go. This is what may or may not be the meat of this podcast. That's what she said. Or he said he would have meat. She wouldn't have meat. She would get the meat. It'd be inside of her, but it wouldn't be, well, it'd be her meat temporarily. Yes. Get the fuck away from black people. Here's the problem with that. At what point do you stop running? Because wherever you go, the black people are eventually going to follow you. Secondly, why do we always have to run away from them? I don't have definitive answers for this. I don't have a checklist or a bullet point or anything like that. I'm asking these questions. And I think we all have to decide this for ourselves, right? There's always a reason to make a tactical withdrawal. I tactically withdrew from the People's Republic of Fort Collins because of the diversity, the faggot flags, and the fact that I did not personally know a single person in Fort Collins who did not get WUVAXed. Are there people in Fort Collins who didn't get WUVAXed? Of course there are, but I didn't know any of them. Right? I made a tactical withdrawal. You can do that. You should do that. If you're in a big city, you should definitely be leaving. I've been telling you this. Jack Spierko has been telling you this. Owen Benjamin will tell you this. I'm sure there's plenty of other people telling you this. Anybody, I'm going to try not to tangent too much on this. Anybody in the so-called manosphere, which is just a bunch of goddamn attention-seeking whores trying to make money off of you, and Owen Benjamin will talk about this also, and he makes some really good points about that. We won't even go there right now because I might talk about that later because he makes some really good points. Anyone who isn't telling you to get the fuck out of the big cities is somebody you should not be trusting in any way whatsoever, and you sure as hell shouldn't be giving them your money, right? So there's a time and a place, depending where you are, that you should get the fuck out of where you are and go someplace else. But you can't get out of where you are and go someplace else forever. Because eventually, you know, thanks to the fact that we don't have a space program anymore, eventually you'll run out of places to go. Because the same white people who are asking questions like, is it okay to be white, are importing non-white people into places where white people are at and using the government to force you to associate with the non-white people. Because these white people who ask questions like, is it okay to be white, hate white people enough to try to kill you, enough to breed you out of existence, but they don't hate white people enough to kill themselves. So should you get the fuck away from black people? Absolutely. But you have to ask yourself, at what point do you stop getting away from them? And more importantly, and I sure as hell don't have an answer to this one, not a practical answer, not an answer that can be implemented in a state of society, is how do you get the black people away from you? And yes, that could mean killing them, or once again, it could just mean deporting them. Which, as I've said before, I'm perfectly okay with. As I have said before and will say again, I will pay taxes to provide transportation to send black people back to Africa. Is taxation theft? Absolutely. Would I allow myself to have my money stolen in the form of taxation to send black people off of North American continent? Yes. And it doesn't mean you have to put them in the cargo holds of ships, 1,000 of them in there, and let them shit on each other. I'll pay for fucking first class airline tickets. I'm not saying we have to do this. See, I have to say this for the stupid people, which is statistically speaking 50% of you in the audience. I'm not saying they have to be abused in the process of sending them back to Africa. And then once again, there's somebody out there, oh, well, great one. What if somebody's going to send you back to an all-white country in Europe? I would ask you when, and so I can start packing and be ready to go. Once again, this is how we know there's a problem. If you say you're going to send a black person to Africa, you're racist, and that's hate. But if you're going to send a white person to a country in Europe that's all white people, almost every white person, even the ones who ask stupid questions like, is it okay to be white, would be completely on board with that. That's how you know there's a problem. That's how you know there's a difference between black people and white people and the societies that they create and the worldviews that they hold. Black people want nothing more than to stay away from countries with black people in them. White people want nothing more than to be in a country that's only white people. Sorry, a little pause there. It's just me thinking about how great it would be if Twitter would trend this for me. Apparently, that's what it's called. It's trending. Scott Adams said, I'm trending on Twitter. Trending. This is the first time in my life I've ever used the word trending in a sentence. Probably because I'm not gay. Trending. It's trending. I want to go viral. Our society is so fucking broken.
wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed.
He's right about that. Then there isn't.
Right. This can't be fixed.
No, it can't.
You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, you know, I have a very low black population. Because unfortunately, there's a high correlation between the density. And this is according to Don Lemon, by the way. So here I'm just quoting Don Lemon.
I don't know who Don Lemon is.
When he lived in a mostly black neighborhood, mm-hmm. there were a bunch of problems that he didn't see in white neighborhoods.
Wow, imagine that.
So even Don Lemon sees a big difference in your own quality of living based on where you live and who's there. So I think it makes no sense whatsoever as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore.
It doesn't, and it doesn't.
It doesn't
and you
make
shouldn't.
Sense.
It makes
it's
sense
no longer a rational impulse.
And let me interrupt. The fact that he... I can't really say the fact that he just now figured this out. I don't know. He may have figured this out years ago and just didn't say it until now. This should not be a shock to anyone. I mean, just because of this survey, if you didn't know this was happening, if you didn't know that black neighborhoods are shitholes until now, I don't know where I was going with that.
So I'm gonna back off from being helpful to black America.
I did that a long time
ago.
It
pays off. Like, I've been doing it all my life, and I've been, the only outcome is I get called a racist.
Exactly. Exactly. Because no matter what you do, if you're white, no matter what you do, you will be called a racist. I'm not advocating that you get in your car drunk and drive around and shoot black people with your deer rifle. But yeah, I am absolutely advocating that you don't do anything to help them. Especially not like as a group or as a community, whatever. Once again, you know, individuals, you've got a friend and he's a black guy and hey, he passes the two most important tests, which you'll hear me talking about in the upcoming episodes. He's trustworthy. He's loyal. He does what he says he's going to do, right? Trustworthy, loyal. He does what he says he's going to do, and he didn't get the Wuhan vax. Okay. If he passes those two tests right there, then you can help him out as an individual. His car breaks down, you can go pick him up. Okay, but the idea, the notion of helping black people as a whole or helping black people as a group when some of them don't think you should exist. I mean, no, it's a bad idea and you shouldn't be doing it. Adams is right about all this.
The only outcome. It makes no sense to help black Americans if you're white. It's over. Don't even think it's worth trying.
It's not, yeah.
Totally not trying. And there we go. You didn't expect that today, did you?
See that little laugh.
But those who don't want to focus on education, you just need to get away from them. Just get as much distance as you can. Mm-hmm. That's my recommendation. And I'm also really sick of seeing video after video of black Americans beating up non-black citizens.
And, you know, I don't know exactly why he's sick of that. Maybe he's going to tell us in a minute. I don't remember. I've only watched this video one time. I'm also kind of sick of seeing it just because, okay, like, why? This is another of those things, okay, you get on the Twitters or the whatever, and people are retweeting the video of some black person beating up some white person. I mean, why? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Well, it's my feels. It's wrong. It's hate. You know, look, black people are racist. Whatever. Guy, none of it matters. You know why it doesn't matter? It matters because there's nothing you can do about it. Because you're not going to do anything about it. I mean, you're literally not going to do anything about it. You. you, Mr. Conservative, going to get my gun when the government goes too far. You are going to do nothing about this because you are afraid of being called a racist. And sitting here going, well, look, black people are racist. All you're trying to do is avoid anyone calling you a racist by calling somebody else a racist first. You're going to do nothing about it because you have created a statist system under which you can't do anything about it. You've given up your power to defend yourself. You've given up your power to defend your people. You've given up control of your borders. You've given up control of your women. You've given up control of your money via taxation. You've given up control of your freedom via all the legislation and laws that apply to you. You know, you've kept retreating from things, just like Scott Adams is telling us, just get away from the black people, stay away from the black people. You've retreated now in this, on this continent, in this geographical region called the United States. We've been retreating from confrontation for at least a solid 150 years now. And this is where it's gotten us. I'm perfectly aware that black people are violent. I don't need to see another video of a black person beating up a white person. Because it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter because there's nothing that you white people are going to do about it. Other than just continue to retreat.
You know, I realize it's anecdotal and it, you know, doesn't give me a full picture of what's happening, but
This is funny. He says that these videos are anecdotal after talking about a survey of 1,000 Americans, which we don't even know if it's conducted in person or on the phone. Talk about anecdotal, a survey of 1,000 people out of the 300-something thousand in the United States, that's about as fucking anecdotal as you can get. And I would, you know, and most of this is anecdotal. Once again, because anecdotally speaking, 50% of you listening to this podcast are stupid. I'm not saying anecdotal data is worthless. Everything has a context. Anecdotal data means something sometimes. Empirical data means something sometimes. You really need both of them to figure out the real picture. But you also sometimes don't need any data to figure out the real picture. I don't need any more data at all to know that trannies are mentally ill. I do not need any data whatsoever to know that homosexuals are men who were sexually or physically or emotionally or all of the above abused as children. I do not need any more data, anecdotal or empirical, to know that there are differences between the different races and they shouldn't be hanging out with each other.
Every damn day I look on social media and there's some black person beating the shit out of some white person.
Wow, every day,
I'm
imagine.
I'm kind of over it. I'm over it.
I'm over it.
Right? So I quit.
He doesn't explain, at least not in this clip, maybe he explains it in the full podcast, why he's over it. I don't know why he's over it. And I don't know if that was like some attempt to, you know, after he said these evil, racist things about separating from black people, if that was like some attempt on his part to, well, as I say, redeem himself, but I'm not sure now that I know what the word redeem even actually means. So, yeah, it's like basically he said something. He said you should get away from black people. Now he's saying, oh, yeah, and then they keep showing me black people beating up white people. I'm over this. I don't want to see it anymore, in a way to, you know, soften or whatever, or to not be called a race, which didn't work. So now here's the real question. Here's the most important question in today's podcast. And now that Scott Adams has been canceled across the board, will I be able to pick up Dilbert books at really low prices and complete my Dilbert book collection.